King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple.
Pagore rokufa kwamambo Uzziah ndakaona Ishe agere pachigaro choushe chirefu chakakwirira mipendero yenguwo dzake ichizadza temberi.
Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly.
Kumusoro kwake kwakanga kumire serafimu imwe kumire serafimu imwe neimwe yakanga ina mapapiro matanhatu namaviri yakafukidza chiso chayo namaviri yakafukidza makumbo ayo namaviri yakanga ichibhururuka nawo.
And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
Imwe neimwe yakadanidzira kune imwe ichiti, mutsvene, 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 iye Jehovha wehondo, nyika yose izere nokubwinya kwake.
And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke.
Nheyo dzezvikumbaridzo dzikazununguka nenzwi rokwakanga achidana, imba ikazadzwa noutsi.
Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
Ipapo ndakati ndine nhamo, nokuti ndoparara, nokuti ndiri munhu wemiromo ine tsvina, ndigere pakati pevanhu vemiromo ine tsvina, nokuti meso angu akaona mambo Jehovha wehondo.
Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar.
Ipapo imwe serafimu yakabhururuka kwandiri yakabata zimbe rinopfuta muruoko rwayo rayakanga yatora pambato paatari.
And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged.
Ikagumura muromo wangu naro ikati, tarira, zimbe iri ragumura muromo miromo yako, zvakaipa zvako zvabviswa, zvivi zvako zvadzikinurwa.
Also I heard a voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me.
Ipapo ndakanzwa inzwi raShe richiti, Ndingatuma aniko? Ndiani ungatiendera? Ipapo ndakati, Ndiri pano ini, nditumei.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word. May be seated. Before service, I also met Sister Teresa from Cyprus. I'm not sure where she is seated. Okay, wherever she is, she's welcome
to.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
From this scripture, we want to look into the effects of his influence. Amen.
Amen.
There is nothing that you can compare with the influence of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
We
need it so much. And this is why we are believers.
Ndokusaka isu tiri vatendi.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And we cannot do without influence from somebody.
Hatigone kuita chimwe chinhu tisina runziro kubva kune mumwe munhu.
Many people that we have met in this life,
vazhinji vanhu vatakasangana navo muupenyu huno,
they have rubbed off a few things onto your life.
Vakasiya vagunzva zvimwe zvinhu zvakati kuti muupenyu hwako.
So much that some of them became permanent. Some of them were on you maybe for a whole year, and some of you for a bit of time.
Kusvika pakuti zvimwe zvacho zvezvinhu zvakatova pauri nekusingaperi, zvimwe zvacho zvakava pauri pamwe kwegore kana kuti kwekamwe kanguva.
And some of these things we do not choose.
Zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatiite zvekusarudza.
We find ourselves doing it.
Tinotongozozviona taakutozviita tamazviri.
It could be your mannerisms.
Pamwe hunhu hwako, mazvibatiro ako.
It could be the way you walk.
Pamwe kamufambiro kaunoita.
It could be the way you question things.
Pamwe kamubvunziro kaunoita zvinhu.
It's different things.
zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana.
Maybe the way you dress.
Pamwe mupfekero waunoita.
And maybe the places you visit.
Kana kuti nzvimbo dzaunoshanya kuenda kwadziri.
It's all because somebody influenced.
Nyaya yacho ndekuti pane mumwe munhu akakurunzira.
Amen.
Amen.
God allowed these things to happen in our lives.
Mwari vakatendera zvinhu izvi kuti zviitike muupenyu hwedu.
For a purpose.
Nechinangwa.
Amen.
Amen.
And there is no way you can put a wall around you.
Hakuna paunga zvisira jura hoko pakakukomberedza iwewe.
To make sure you will not see anybody, you cannot hear from anybody, you cannot try to imitate somebody.
Haunga gare uri mukati mejura hoko kuti hauna waunonzwa, hauna waunoona, hauna waunokwanisa kutedzera.
We are influenced.
Tinotongorunzirwa.
Every one of us.
Mumwe nemumwe wedu.
There's one thing that is so contagious until you cannot even control it.
Pane chinhu chinotapuriranwa zvekuti hatitombokwanisa kutomboshanda nacho tichisina pasina kutapurira.
When you're sitting around somebody who is very tired.
Ukagara pedyo nemunhu akanyatsoneta.
And you see them yawning.
Womuona achishona achiita achishamangai.
A lot of times you don't say, why are you yawning?
Kazhinji haubvunze kuti uri kushamangai sei.
You find yourself doing this.
Iwe unozongoona wakutoshamangai kana uri padhuze naye.
Is things that you cannot avoid.
Zvinhu zvausingakwanise kudzivisa izvozvo.
We don't know why these things happen.
Hatitomboziva kuti sei zvichiitika.
And sometimes us when we're preaching and we're up front here.
Kazhinji isu kana kuti tuparidza tiri kuno kumberi.
You see one sister dozing.
Unotoona imwe hanzvadzi ichiraura hove ichida.
Closing their eyes.
Ichivhara meso.
And they go way down.
Vachitokotsira zvavo.
And they say, Amen.
Vori vati, Amen.
Have you ever noticed that?
Makambozvicherechedza here?
Yeah, they want to maybe show everybody else that I'm with you.
Varoda kuratidza munhu wese kuti tiri tese mufundisi.
But a lot of times,
asi kazhinji kazhinji,
when only one of them is dozing,
pakatanga mumwe chete kutanga kuvata,
we see it from here.
Tinotozviona kubva kuno.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then within no time,
pasina kanguva,
the next one,
ari padhuza atapurirwa.
Also begins to doze. And the next one also. And the one in front and the one at the back. So this one is a nucleus and then it goes around.
Like
within no time, it's a whole big ring of brothers and sisters that will be dozing. It's a spirit of a God. Oh, okay. The Greeks gave a name to that god of sleep. They called it
Morpheus.
And a lot of people love this demon called Morpheus. Especially when you are tired, you actually invite him to come. And he will sit on your lap.
Sits
on your lap and looks you right in the eyes.
Satan anoyatsoya ogara pamakumbo pako onyatso kutarisa maziso.
And pulls this eyelid down.
Oba atanga kudonzera maziso ako kuti avhare pasi.
And you are fighting.
Iwo unekushirikisana naro. Satan ari busy kudonza zvivharo zvemaziso.
That's his job.
Ndobasa rake iro.
And then eventually say, welcome.
Pakupedzisira unozoti ndinokuchingamidzai changamidzi.
But you see what?
Asi munoonei?
This thing is so bad.
Chini chakaipisisa.
Sleeping in church is very, very bad.
Kuvata muchechi kwakaipisisa.
This is one of the evil things you can think about.
Ndochimwe chezvinhu zvakaipisisa zvaungafunga pamusoro pazvo.
That you wake up in the morning, you take a bath.
Nomuka mangwana anongwana nogeza.
I don't know what to put on your face.
Handizive kuti unozorei kumiso kwako.
You know, I won't tell you what to put on
your face.
Right, and you fix up your hair, your 10 minutes on the glass.
Uripa mira uchigadzirisa vhudzi rako 10 minutes uripo.
You iron your clothes and everything.
Unyatso aina hembe zvakanaka naka.
And you dress coming to church. And you sit down. You want to make sure your dress does not crease up.
Udakuva nechokwadi kuti dress harizo unyana unyana unyatso rudonda. Unyatso gara zvakanaka.
And you fix up the chair to make sure you're okay.
Unyatso gadzirisa chair kunzwa kuti zvanaka.
Within no time.
Pasina kanguva.
That brother or that sister.
Hama iyo kana hanzvadziva.
Is gone.
Yato yeredzwa.
Putting on a suit.
Kupfeka suit.
To sleep.
kuuya wakapfeka sutu kuzovatira mucheche.
And if you would ask us, how those people look like,
if we were asked
to take pictures of the ones that will be dozing in
service,
if you see your picture, I tell you, you will never doze again.
You see things here.
But it's very bad. But you know, you can overcome that. How do you overcome it? Make up your mind. Me, I will never doze in
church.
Even after an all night, I will never sleep.
And if in church,
that's what I want in my life. I will never sleep in
church.
If you do that, you will never sleep. But if you move around, tell people, I had an all night prayer meeting last night.
So tired.
You are looking for an excuse.
You want people to understand you.
We don't want to be understood. Amen.
Amen.
But we want to make sure we are fine. Suppose I come to church and I stand here, I give you excuses for my fatigue. Do you know what will happen?
I
said, yeah, he's tired, so I'm also tired. I'm not tired. Forget about it.
Kangan why?
Amen.
Amen.
I'm very strong.
We're
going to have a wonderful service. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So you cannot avoid picking influence from somebody. Some of you speak like your old headmaster in high school. Is that right? Some of you act like your neighbor. You did not beg to act like them. You saw it, maybe you liked it. But it hung on to you. So these are things we cannot avoid. Is that right? But as we grow in this life, we are able to make a choice. To say, this influence I don't want
to.
This one I don't want
to.
But this is what I want. You can make your choice. You can make
a choice.
Is that right? Just like you make choice on music. On what you want to listen to. Is that right? We don't just gulp anything that you hear. You make up your mind to say, this music I don't want. I don't listen to this. I don't watch this. I don't go this place. Why?
Say,
you are very aware of the kind of influence you want upon yourself. You can make a choice. And this is what we're talking about tonight. Amen.
Amen.
You have got to make a choice that this influence is what I want. But the prophet, he told us, you must be yourself. Amen.
Amen.
As much as possible, you just have to be
yourself.
Don't try to speak like somebody. Don't try to preach like somebody. Don't try to behave like somebody. Those things, they just come. But it's not because you're calling for it. If it so happens. But you are very aware that you want to be yourself. Because God wants to use you the way He made you. He never molded us the same. Is that true? He never molded us the same. We are a different people. You know how they make bricks, right? They make a form. So they put mud here.
Vanoisa madhaga imomo mavhu mukati meforomo.
All the bricks that's coming out.
Zvidhina zvese zvinobuda zviri uko.
They're coming from one form.
Zviri kubuda muforoma imwe chete.
And they look alike.
Zvakafanana zvese.
Is that right?
Amen.
But God does not do that.
Mwari havashande kamushandiro ikako mani.
He makes a form.
Vanogadzira foroma.
To make you.
Yekugadzira iwewe.
As soon as he finishes making you.
Vapedza kukuumba neforoma yacho. Vanobva vaipotsera kure kure uko.
And it takes a different
one.
Is that right? So that we can never be the same. He doesn't want, God doesn't like that. He's happy to see you different. Did he talk about a bouquet of flowers? With the different colors? Yes. This is how God does it. If God made you pitch black. Not just black, but pitch black. If God made you like that, you must enjoy that. You must just enjoy that. Amen? Don't you ever try to take some of those tablets they are selling in other places so that you can you can have a lighter skin. You are inviting cancer, man. Because your host pigment is going. And the sun is hitting you straight. You're going to be in trouble. Do you know people that want to change their skin? They're saying, God, I don't like the way you made me. I want a different color. The people that polish their nails, the people that paint on their face and the mouth and painting their hair. They're saying, Lord, I'm not happy with what you did to me. I want to be different. You cannot do that. You're not for yourself. He is the potter, you are the clay. The clay will never say, mold me like this. Give me a long neck and a big belly. It doesn't talk. The potter knows what he wants. Is he the potter? Are we the clay? Yes. Amen.
Amen.
And God wants us to be the way he wants us to be. Is that true?
This
is what I
say.
When I said, is that true, some people answered. And some, they did this. Some say this. Did you answer? Yes. But in your own way. The way God made you.
But
some raise their hands. But that is our expression. Amen.
Amen.
If I raise my hand, please don't force me to say, hands down, smile. This is our expression. This is how your brother expresses. Is that true? Yes. This is how different we are. And we are so thankful to the Almighty God for the way he has made us. Like Paul was speaking in Corinthians, do we all speak in tongues? Do we all interpret? Do we all prophesy? If your spirit is different. Is that right?
Amen.
Because gifts are not on the body, but they're in the spirit realm. So our body is different, our spirit realm is different. Amen.
Amen.
So we must thank God for that, for what he has made us. Amen.
Amen.
But we're seeing a young man here, born a prophet. Remember this. You do not look for a man and ordain him a prophet. He is born a prophet. Amen.
Amen.
Forget about all these guys that grew up herding cattle and doing everything else. When they grow up, they only manage to buy a ticket to go to West Africa and come back
prophesy.
That's not it. It's lies. That's magic. A prophet is born a prophet.
Amen.
All the people that met him in his life will tell you there's something about this boy. Until he grew up and got converted and God beginning to use his gift. Is that right? But way before there, things were happening. So Isaiah was born a prophet. He did not become a prophet in Isaiah 6. No. He was a prophet from the beginning. But watch. When he grew up, he had a friend. It was a king.
Shamwari yake anga ari mambo.
Uzziah. And Uzziah was a godly boy.
Uzziah anga ari mukomana aitwa mwana.
Because his parents were godly.
Nekuti vabereki vake vaiva vaKristu.
Amen.
Amen.
So he also being a godly man.
Iye ari munhu aitwa mwari.
Was only happy to find another one who was also godly.
Aifara kuva munhu kuva neshamwari inotwa mwana.
But this one became a king.
Asi uyu akazova mambo.
Isaiah was not made a
Isaiah
king.
Anga asina ari
but
mambo.
Uzziah being made a king Uzziah. Did not break the friendship.
Aita mambo, kuti
amen. But still, the influence of his friend was so heavy on
Zakadaro
him.
Shamwari yake yanga yakati tuba paari.
Amen. Until it disturbed God. This boy is not born a king also. Amen. He is born a prophet. He must go back into his office. Amen.
Amen.
And God did the separation. When Uzziah went, that was the time. When Isaiah was now looking for another influence. Amen.
Amen.
In his mind, it comes from a man.
Mfungwa zake aibva kumunhu.
Because all along it was coming from a man.
Nekuti nguva yese irunziro yake aibva kumunhu.
But God had to come and intervene.
Mwari vakaya vakapindira pakati.
He said, don't look for a man.
Vakati usatsvage munhu.
Go to the temple.
Enda kutemberi.
When he went into the temple,
apinda mutemberi.
That was the right direction.
Ndo yanga riri danho rakanaka.
That God wanted him to be.
Mwari vaida kuti aende nenzira iyoyo.
And when he got in the temple,
vakapinda mutemberi.
A vision broke before him.
Chiratidzo chakaita pamberi pake.
And he sees these seraphim.
Abva aona maserafimu.
Some beings that he never saw before.
Zvisikwa zvaasati amboona kumashure.
Six wings.
Zvine mapapiro matanhatu.
And making noise in church.
Zvichiita ruzha muchechi.
With the holy, holy, holy unto the Lord.
Mutsvene, mutsvene, mutsvene kuna Jehovah.
And they never stopped.
Hazvina kumira.
Amen. He was surprised. What is this?
Chicho chichi.
But he sees two of the wings, he's covering the feet.
Anoona mapapiro maviri akafukidza tsoka dzazvo.
Amen. Covering the face with
maviri,
the other two. Reverence and humility. Is that right?
Amen.
But the third pair, they were flying in service. And the prophet said, this is what God wanted his prophet to see. To take him into the temple so that he must see beings that have got a behavior that the prophet must adopt to be reverent, to have humility, and to be in service. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But that's not for only for Isaiah. But the reason why the prophet preached this message, not only once, he wants you to read it over and over again. He's waving the message before you. Influence. And he changes it in his presence so that it must work on you. This character of the seraphim must not be something that you just read about. It must be part of your life. Not when you go to church. No. Not on Sunday. Every time. Because we notice these seraphims, they never went on holiday. They were crying, holy, 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 holy unto the Lord all the time.
Continuous.
Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Does a Christian go on holiday?
To say, now that
I'm going to the rurals, I remove my Christian jacket.
So, you don't do that. It's a life. It's
a life that you live. Once you begin to live, you don't die and live again.
From,
naturally, from the day you were born, are you still alive? We are still alive. Amen.
Amen.
Christianity, from the day you were born again,
do
you have to die? No, no. You are born again so that you live in Jesus Christ with the holy, holy, holy unto the Lord.
At
work, holy, holy. In the rurals, holy, holy. When you go to the market, holy, holy. In the supermarket, holy, holy. You don't steal. You pay correctly. Yeah, because it's holy, holy. When you meet brethren, holy, holy. Is that right? When the wind is against you, holy, holy. Are you saying, brethren? You look at that so that it must be your life. Amen.
Amen.
Not only when things are right. Payday, everybody is a Christian man. Yeah. When the pastor preaches a message that will tell you, you are a holy man. You are going in. Every one of you, tell somebody you are going in.
Body change.
Everybody is a Christian. But when he comes with a rough side, until you are like, it's like you are sitting on the edge of the chair. You are still a Christian. Is that right? You must be a Christian. Because that's what the word of God is like. It has got a smooth side and a rough side. Amen.
Amen.
You must accept both sides. You don't walk out of church. I'm not talking about you, Tapiwa, right? It just came right on the time. Amen.
Amen.
But this is the whole idea. Accept it. Amen.
Amen.
Because it is the word of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 I want to read a quote. Because I told you I won't be too long, right? The message influence. This one is from Phoenix. He preached in
Phoenix.
I told you he preached several of them, is that right? But paragraph 33, the prophet is saying, you know, there is so many of us, and most all of us influence somebody by the things that we do and the way we live. The things we say, we influence somebody. Somebody is watching your life. And then, when we profess to be Christians, what type of life should we live if somebody is watching us? And your life that you live will reflect an influence on somebody. Is somebody watching you? Is somebody watching the way you dress? Is there somebody watching and hearing the way you talk? You must know there's somebody watching. Then, if it is true, somebody is watching. What must you do? Give them an answer. Is that right?
Jose.
Give them an answer by the way you live.
Ako.
We mentioned the other time. Sometimes when we call our courtships and we bring them right here. Okay, congratulations, Roy and sister.
Brother Roy and sister.
praise the Lord. It was mentioned here, right? So when we introduce
had
gone far, you are still behind. When we introduce them here, there are several things that's happening. Number one, we are eliminating the young people for you to now know this is a normal goal. Is that right? But the most important one, that day in service, there will be a new person who comes in first time. Amen?
Amen.
Because you all know how we do with our courtships. But the day we raise somebody here, there will be somebody new. Says what? Oh, is this how they do it? So they mark the young man. And they mark the young sister. Amen. Every service day they come, they'll be greeting everybody else, but they want to check, where is that young man? What are they doing? How are they behaving? Is that true? There's an eye watching. Amen.
Amen.
And a lot of times, you don't have to sit down with somebody to tell them, look, we do this, then we do this, then we do this. No.
Kwete.
Let them see. And that is the best way of educating that person. Amen.
Amen.
So you give them what they're looking for. Give them the answer. Somebody is looking for an answer from you. Even at your workplace. The day you got there, you told them you are a believer. Oh, a believer.
Oh, mutendi.
Then they ask you a few questions. Are you Methodist? Are you the group that is born again? Or is the group that just goes to church? Do you have uniform?
Do you?
They ask a lot of questions.
And
after all those questions, the next thing is they are watching you. Amen.
Amen.
They hear what the boss and everybody else are saying in at the workplace, and they want to check if you comply. Are you coming on time? Are you going away on time? What are you doing with at lunch time? They look at your dress. They look at your shoes. They hear what you say. They want to know your language. Monday morning, they've got weekend stories. Are you talking about soccer? Are you talking about boxing or wrestling? What are you talking about Monday morning when you are at workplace? Is that right? So you must know somebody is watching you. Some people have given their life to the Lord by watching. And then they like that life and they say, what church do you go to? I want to follow. And we baptize them here. So you must know. It's not just by word of mouth. But Paul said, we are written epistles that are read by all men. So give an answer to the searching eye. Amen.
Amen.
And this is what the prophet is saying here. Would live if somebody, what kind of a life? Somebody is watching us. And your life that you live will reflect an influence on somebody. Their eternal destination will rest upon the way you live and the things that you do.
Hey,
are you seeing the responsibility you have? He's not talking about your eternal destination. But the people that are watching, their eternal destination is going to depend on your behavior. How many of you are seeing this? In one day only, when you walk into town and go into work and going back home, how many people see you?
zuva rimwe chete raunobuda kumba uchienda kubasa upinda nemutown uenda kubasa wodzoka wodzokera kumba vangani vanhu vanenge vachikutarisa.
How about on a wedding day?
Ko pamuchato man.
How about at a funeral?
Ko parufu.
How many people are watching?
Vangani vari kukucherechedza.
But I want you to remember this.
Ndauri mucherechedze chitaurwa ichi.
That those people that's watching.
Tivani vavo vari kukutarisa.
Not you now.
Kwete
iwe. But the people that's watching you.
Ivo vari kukutarisa vachikuona.
Is all right? Their eternal destination.
Maguma awezenda nakuenda.
Will depend upon the way that you live.
Akazorora pakamuraramiro kaunoita.
And the things that you do.
Nezvinhu zvaunoita.
Is that true?
Icho kwadi here?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe this is very important.
Ndotenda kuti zvakakoshesa.
Why? You are not living for yourself.
Hausi kuzviraramira iwewe.
But the promise is eternal life.
Profita vanoti upenyu husingaperi.
Is living for somebody else.
Kuraramira vamwe.
Living for others.
Kuraramira vamwe.
That's eternal life.
Ndoupenyu husingaperi.
How many people are you sending to hell?
Vangani vauri kutumira gehena iwewe.
By your behavior.
Nehunhu hwako.
By your dressing.
Nemupfekero wako.
And the way you talk.
Nekamutauriro kaunoita.
How many are going?
Vangani vaenda kugehena.
And how many people are cursing you?
Vangani vari kugara vakakutuka.
Because of your behavior.
Nekuda kwehunhu hwako.
You do not know.
Hauzive.
When you go past them.
Ukapfuura nepavari.
The back part of your head becomes very heavy.
Unonzwa godzi richirema.
Somebody is cursing you.
Pana ari kutuka.
For your behavior.
Nekuda kwehunhu hwako chai.
Amen.
Amen.
May God help us.
May
we know
that
we have got a whole big task to do. Amen.
Amen.
The people are watching you. Therefore, in our text this morning,
Amen.
As influence, we find that this King
Uzziah
was a great influence to Isaiah. The young prophet.
Isaiah
had been called to his side and being a noted, vindicated prophet of his day. And he had, I believe, the way that Isaiah spoke it had a great influence upon Isaiah. Is that right?
Amen.
This is it. They were close and they had influence one with another. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes you hear somebody talking, say, hey, do you know so and so? Says, yes, he's my friend.
Yeah,
says, so why are you asking?
So
you speak like him. Is that right? Many times. Eventually, the wife speaks like the husband. Or the husband speaks like the wife. Look, there's no problem with that. Who else must influence you so much? But your partner, right? Amen.
Amen.
We even would like that because she must be a reflection of the man. I'm not saying you try to copy him. Please. But you must know you are a reflection of your husband. Did the prophet say that? Yes.
Ongo.
The prophet said it. She is a reflection of the
husband.
Inasmuch as the moon is the reflection of the sun. How many of you believe that? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Let me quickly read the other influence book of Chicago. Amen. And the prophet saying here on paragraph 11. Now, I want to take a text from this of influence.
Runziro.
You know, there's something or another that we are,
panes
what we do.
Chimwe chinhu chiri zvatiri pane zvatinoita.
We influence somebody else.
Tine mumwe munhu watinorunzira.
By what we do.
Nekamuitiro kedu.
The way we act.
Mazvibatiro edu.
The way we talk.
Matauriro edu.
The way we live.
Mararamiro edu.
And all that we do.
Zvese zvatinoita.
We influence someone else.
Tine mumwe munhu watinotorunzira.
Is that true?
Icho kwadi here.
That's what the prophet is telling us.
Ndosora nomuprofita
pano. And we love that.
Tinozvida izvozvo.
So if you've got a friend.
Saka kana uine shamwari.
That influencing in the wrong direction.
Chiri kukurunzira nedivi risiriro.
There's only one thing that you must do.
Pane chinhu chimwe chete chaunofanira kuita.
Very easy.
Zviri nyore kwazvo.
Change friends.
Chinja shamwari yacho.
Don't kill that man.
Usamuuraya.
change friends.
Ngo chandura shamwari.
And look for another one.
Uchaga imwe.
Amen.
Amen.
Who is going to influence you?
Achakurunzirawo.
In the right direction.
Mugwara kwaro.
So when you see somebody coming close to you.
Kaona munhu achikwendera pedyo newe.
Sorry, brother to brother, sister to sister.
Ama phoning, ama anzadzi
kwa anzadzi. They keep
phoning you. Kufonera.
And they visit you.
Achikushanyira.
Again and again.
Don't
say get away from my house.
Bapa baba bangu iwe.
Because something is happening to them.
They've
discovered
wakaona, wakachirichedza,
that this brother can influence me in the right direction. And they can ask you questions. They want to see the way you dress and everything else. We must accept it. Because you must know, the moment you become a believer, you become a model. Somebody is watching you. Is that right?
Amen.
Not, I'm not talking about a worldly model. No. Somebody is watching you. So accept to be copied. It's only at school where we don't copy. But when you become a believer, let them copy. Let them read. Let them watch. Is that right? Go before them. Walk around them. They want to see your shoes. They want to see your dress. They want to see the way you do your hair. Don't hide yourself. Because there's no way a Christian can hide. Because the prophet says you are a billboard.
Okay.
Do you see this billboard out here? I don't know that one. But there is no way you can cover this one. It's open. Anybody who is driving, they just look
up.
So you must never ask anybody a question. Why are you looking at me? Don't phone around to say, why was that brother looking at me? Whom do you want to look, them to look at? You. Because when people are talking about you, when people are phoning about you, do you know the reason? You have made an impact. You have put an impact on their lives. You have affected them. Then they are going to talk. Brother, I will never ask anybody when I hear they're talking about me. They can talk about me at breakfast, lunchtime, dinner, on the train, on the combi. No problem, I'm not even worried. Even if people phone me, Pastor, do you know, I heard your name, they were talking about you. I said, it's fine, let them talk. Amen.
Amen.
Please accept it. Let them talk. Is that right? Because every Christian has put an impact on somebody's life. This is why you are a Christian. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, the Lord is wonderful. Let me just read this one. About go tell my disciples. I want you to look at somebody.
Mary Magdalene.
Amen.
Amen.
She knew his power, Jesus' power.
Jesus.
She knew there was something about him. Was different from anyone else. She had seven devils cast out of her. Everybody that's ever been free from the devil by the power of Jesus Christ knows where they are standing. No one can ever come in his great divine presence and ever be the same person anymore. You are changed. Amen.
Amen.
There is something happened to you. Or you can stand up and psychology and imagine this and accept this. Certain things and some theories. Or something like that. But We don't believe in theology. We believe in the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And when you come in His presence, there is something that happens in your life that changes you. And you are never the same anymore. A man that ever been in the presence of Christ associated seven devils cast out of
him.
Pride, envy. And she thought she was so pretty. Amen. And there was no one like her. But when Jesus spoke to her and said, "Be thou clean," all that left her. Amen. She became a new person. She wasn't so pretty anymore in her own sight. Amen. But she wrapped herself in the robe of meekness and gentleness and followed the master. She loved him. Then on an Easter morning, I can see her. Do you see what is happening here? Amen.
Amen.
If you are still possessing yourself and myself and me only, you haven't met him. Amen.
Amen.
When you meet him, everything that you labeled yourself on will just disappear. But you've got a better label to be like Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You're going to behave like him. This is why Peter could not close himself away. When he was standing by the fire, his mannerisms, his way of talking, he was speaking like Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Until they said, "You also, you are one of them." Yeah. I'm thinking of one brother who was talking about Peter. When he was basking in on the fire, they were talking, and everybody was talking. You know what happens when you're basking,
warming yourself by the
fire. They said, then Peter was just saying, "Verily, verily, I tell you."
Peter, it is zero kwazo, zero kwazo, ndino kuudzai.
And somebody said, "You're one of them." Because they got it by the very, very. Okay, that's what I heard from somebody. Amen. But there was nothing that he could do to stop the influence of Jesus on his life. Even them disciples at Lystra. Amen.
Amen.
They were called Christians because they were acting like Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So the title Christian, everybody likes it. But it's not for a church goer. It's for somebody who is acting like
Christ.
These days, brother, somebody who is sleeping in the drain, drunk, you wake him up. Hey,
hey,
who are you?
Duan.
Don't disturb me. I want to talk to you about Christ. He'll tell you, "Me, I'm a Christian. I go to such a church. Baptize, I pay my I pay money every month. My book at church is full recorded." Everybody's a Christian. That's what they want. But that's not it. A Christian is a person with the life of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Being shown out. The life of Jesus Christ must be oozing out of you. Until the next person must be affected by the power of Jesus
Christ
that is coming out of you. You don't have to manufacture miracles around you. No, no. The scripture simply says, "These signs shall follow them that believe." That's all. Is that right? Therefore, Your job is to live the life and go. And the miracles must follow. It's not your problem. It's God's problem. Because it is His scripture. Amen.
Amen.
I want to read my last quote. Amen.
Amen.
I could have read about Moses being changed by the pillar of fire. I could have spoken about Paul being changed by the pillar of fire. Amen.
Amen.
But we also, in the presence of this message, you can never remain the same.
The prophet said,
there is nobody that has ever visited Calvary and remained the same. Amen. That's on the day on Calvary. So, if you visit
Calvary,
if you visit the presence of Jesus Christ, you can never remain the same. There's going to be a change until Jesus Christ is living in you. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, I'm going to read here from the reproach for the cause of the world. This is the other book apart from Sirs. This is the sign of the end time, where he's talking about the vision where he saw the seven angels appearing. Amen.
Amen.
Even in the vision he got affected. Amen.
Amen.
And that's the power of the message. It affected the messenger. How about us that's following the message? We must have the same impact. And it must affect us the same. Amen.
Amen.
So he's, I just took it in the middle of the disc of him talking about the vision. But here it comes. And they were so, if you ever heard of this word, terrifically fast.
Speed
expressing it was so fast. Till I thought, when it lifted up, I heard that explosion. Like, oh, like a blast that went out. Like a sound barrier.
And
when it did, I thought, well, this must mean that I'm fixing to be killed. Or see in a blast of some sort. While I thought on these things, I thought, no, it won't be like that. Because if it was a blast, it will have got Joseph too. Because there he is, still talking, thinking, thinking I'm there. I can hear him. It wasn't that. Now, this is all still the vision. Amen.
Amen.
And it was in the vision. And then all at once, I realized they were around me. I couldn't see them. But I had been brought into this constellation of a pyramid of them inside of the constellation of angels. At that time, he thought it was five. And I thought, now, death angel, could we be gone? Five will be grace. I was thinking that. I thought, oh, it's coming with my message. That's the right thought. Is that right? That's my second climax. The first was the second pull. The second climax was the third pull. Is that right?
Amen.
They're coming to bring me the message from the Lord. And I screamed out with all my might, as loud as I could.
Oh, Jesus.
What would you have me do? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
What a shout.
Amen.
Amen. And when I did, just went away from me. Amen.
Amen.
I haven't felt just right since. I was all day yesterday I had to stay in the house, almost feeling beside myself. I can't make my mind get clear. And the glory and power of the Lord, I was numb all over when it left me. I was trying to rub my hands, and I thought, I can catch my breath, and I walked around through the floor and back and forth. I thought, what does it mean? Lord, what does it mean? Then I stopped. I said, Lord God, your servant is, I just cannot understand. Why?
Say,
what was that?
Chi.
Make it known, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
That is part of the vision about the coming of the seven angels. Is that right? And the prophet was mentioning he went right in the constellation of them. Just the vision alone that made him numb all over the whole body. How about when it happened in reality? Amen.
Amen.
When he was out west because of the blast, so that he might meet God in the west. Amen.
Amen.
This is the message we believe. The angels that brought the message. The message of William Branham. That is our message. We don't have another message. We repeat what he said. But he was caught up in the constellation of the seven angels. And he said he stood in there. And he was able to count them seven. He says, and the last one, he looked more to me than the rest of them. He said he had a chest out and swore back wings.
So
that is the one with the seventh seal. Amen.
Amen.
And he was told to go back to Jeffersonville to preach the mystery of the seventh seal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, brother, sister, this never came from a seminary. This is not head knowledge. This is the power of God that has got to change you. Amen.
Amen.
When you accept this mystery into your life, you can never be the same again. It won't be you living again, but it is Jesus Christ that is living in you. Because every night, when he was preaching, there was a guarding angel right here. Amen. To make sure he won't speak his thoughts. But he was supposed to bring the full anointing of the word of God to the bride, so that what was in the mind of God before the foundation of the world must be the contents of your heart. If you believe the message, you are believing God's thoughts that he had before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When that happens to you, brother, sister, you can never be the same again. I assure you, you will never be Zezuru again. You will never be Karanga again. But you are a servant of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
They will know you like that. Because you were born out there. But Jesus Christ knows I've got a servant in my hand that has got to influence everybody around them with my own influence, not with your own. It's no longer you living now, but it is Jesus Christ that is living in you. Is it difficult?
Zvakaoma.
People say, zvakaoma sekunamata.
People say it's hard like worshipping.
If you haven't tried,
if
you haven't given your life to the Lord, it's very hard.
Because
it's not a formula. Where you have got to do this and do this and do that. But we do different things depending on the situation, because we are believers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will never be the same
again.
Amen.
Amen.
That is the influence that he wants on you. And we have made up our mind that this is what we want. We don't want any other. Hell is there, yes, but that's not mine. I don't want the influence from there. I want his. May he dwell in me. May he move me. Be with me all the time. Is that a promise that he made? I will be with you, even in you, till the end of the age. He that is in you is greater than the one that is in the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, we love that. May God have mercy on us.
And
may God bless you. Let's stand up
for us.
God has given us a message not to talk about, but to live the life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to live his life. Not the way I want, but his life. Let me walk with you, Jesus. Amen. You know the song? Amen. That must be our prayer. I want to walk with him. In dark places, in light places, beyond the beyond, even in the clear places, I want to walk with you.